The Yeti and the Bond of Siblings. In the snowy village of Frosthaven lived a boy named Lucas who had a very peculiar dislike for Yetis. Although Yetis were just a legend to some, they were very real in Lucas's imagination, and he found them quite unsettling. He expressed his feelings in various ways, making sure that even his one-year-old sister, Lily, understood his distaste for the mythical creatures through playful gestures, like throwing snowballs at imaginary Yetis and drawing pictures with a big red X over them. His older sister, Sophie, adored both Lucas and Lily, and she sometimes joined in with a gentle smile, appreciating how Lucas tried to include Lily in his world. But one day, Lucas's mother, seeing that his aversion was somewhat growing out of bounds, decided it was time for a change. She believed it was important for her children to learn acceptance rather than disdain, even of characters from stories and legends. Secretly, she planned a family movie night and chose Harry and the Hendersons for their evening's entertainment. The film, featuring the kind-hearted American equivalent of a Yeti, was her subtle way of teaching a valuable lesson. Initially resistant, Lucas was drawn into Harry's story, his gentle nature, and how the Hendersons grew to care for him. As the credits rolled, Lucas's perception had been transformed. He realized that the fear he held was clouded by misunderstanding, and even mythical creatures could be seen in a positive light. Lucas then took it upon himself to embark on a make-believe Yeti adventure with his sisters, and together they discovered 9 different Yeti tracks, each representing qualities like kindness, bravery, and friendship. Mom watched her children play, her heart full, knowing she had opened her son's mind, and in turn, he had opened his heart to his sisters, sharing with them the magic of stories and the importance of keeping an open mind.